92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It's Conklin's Corner. A few minutes with Grand Haven's American Legion, Charles A. Conklin, Post 28. And it's brought to you by Senior Helping Seniors. Learn more at shslakeshore.com.
Attention, veterans. Seniors Helping Seniors Lakeshore is looking for active, compassionate, and caring veterans to be companion caregivers for senior veterans who want to remain in their homes and could use some additional assistance. We want you. Earn extra income while giving back to those comrades in need. Contact Seniors Helping Seniors Lakeshore at www.shslakeshore.com or call us at 616-669-6925. And thank you for your service.
I've got some special guests in the WGHN studio right now. I've got Commander Walt Peterson, but I've got two students from, it's Grand Haven High School, correct, guys?
Yeah.
Get right on that microphone. We've got Hayden and Isabel. Say hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. What do you guys do for the Legion?
So we've been selling our t-shirts from leftover from the Veterans Recognition basketball game
okay.
with the Legion, and it's been great to sell there.
Okay, so you guys had there was a basketball game at the high school, right?
Correct.
Okay, did you perform at that basketball game?
It was the Veterans Night, and yes, we get to the Legion flag presentation
mm-hmm.
crew. The honor guard gets to go down to the high school.
Okay.
Different events and present the colors, which is presenting the American flag.
Yeah, yeah.
And occasionally I get asked to play the national anthem on my trumpet.
Right.
I got to do that at basketball game, wrestling
okay.
match, and the hockey game as well.
Okay.
But Hayden and Isabel got together last year. They had attended a Veterans Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
And they were inspired to do something to raise funds for veterans. So they got together, and did you guys design the t-shirt as well?
Partially. So we worked with Randy Pohl.
Yeah, okay.
Over at West Shore Sports and Apparel.
Okay.
I believe it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he's been a great help with us. We worked with his designers. I sent him a couple of things, and then he came back with the final designs for us.
Right, and all of the funds that they are raising and selling these t-shirts is going to be contributed to the Folds of Honor.
That's wonderful, you guys. That's awesome. Isabel and Hayden, what made you do this? Do you have someone in the military in your family, or you don't shake your head, you got to say yes or no. It's radio, so
yeah, my father is currently serving and has served for my entire life.
You're
so.
Kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
So he's currently
yeah.
serving right now.
Yep.
Well, we thank him for his service. That's got to make him feel pretty good that you're out there doing this.
Yeah, I like that he's able to watch us do it. It's pretty cool.
I bet. And how about you, Hayden? Do you have somebody in the military in your family? Or
not in my immediate generation.
Okay.
My great-grandfathers both served, and I plan to serve after high school.
I was going to ask you if you plan to serve. Walt, how
yes.
does that make you feel when you see these young adults and they want to do the right thing?
When I got a call that they had asked if they could come down to the Legion and sell some of those t-shirts
mm-hmm.
raising funds for Folds of Honor, I didn't hesitate. I said, absolutely.
After yeah.
you let me know when it's good for you. And we've had them down there this past Friday we had them during Burger Night.
Mm-hmm.
And then two Fridays prior to this past Friday we had them down. They also spent a night over at the VFW selling the t-shirts as well.
Okay, very nice.
I'm impressed and I'm honored to know both of them.
Uh-huh.
I know that both of them are considering some time in the military as well.
That's incredible,
and
you guys.
I just
chills.
Love it.
That makes me really, really proud. That is just really, really cool. So you guys got to spend some time at the Legion. You see how important it is to this community.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you get it. You totally get it. It is so important, and it's a brand new month, which means we always kind of go over the schedule. Six more weeks of winter. You had your SAL meeting on Monday.
Yep.
On Tuesday, you had the post meeting.
Yep.
And then tonight from 5 to 7, it's Zesty Spaghetti.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, one of the more popular meals.
Yeah.
And if Hayden and Isabel can find some time, they might come down because the different meals actually draw a different crowd.
That's true,
so
yeah, I would imagine so.
Show up for Burger Nights might not even be there for the Zesty Spaghetti, but there's a whole other crowd that's there for
okay.
the Zesty Spaghetti.
Wonderful. Very, very cool. And then the following week, you have the Potato Bar, you'll have DJ, Musical Bingo, you'll have your burgers, Valentine's Day, all of that
yeah.
stuff. You know, the Legion is open to tell people who
We are always open to the public. You do not have to be a member to attend.
Right.
You just have to be a member to purchase an alcoholic beverage, unless we have what is called a public license. And times of our big events, like our upcoming chili cook-off, we will have a public license. You do not have to be a member to participate in the chili cook-off or to buy the food or to purchase an alcoholic beverage.
And that chili cook-off will be on the 21st.
Correct.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun, fun night. So how cool. So you guys got to get out of school to come do this interview at WGHN. You'll be graduating like in June, right?
May.
In May. And then you're going to be joining the service. Yeah, Hayden?
They're kicking that around.
Isabel, you're kind of kicking it around, both of you?
Yeah, I'm waiting on ROTC scholarship.
I get it. Okay.
Decide.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for everything that you do for the Legion and what you do for the community and whatnot. What have you learned by selling these T-shirts and in designing these T-shirts on Veterans Night? What have you learned from this experience?
I mean, there's been up and downs. There's always maybe one night slower than the other next, but there's always hiccups when you plan an event, but it's been great. Selling at the Legion's been awesome.
Yeah.
You've been really consistent there, right around 40-ish a night.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And vets come in all shapes and sizes from all walks of life. Sure. That's what's really interesting to me, is that when you talk to someone, everybody has a different perspective. My brother served Vietnam, so that was a long time ago, but you know. And yeah, I think you talk to a vet and you get a different experience from everybody.
You do.
This is so cool to see young people helping out the Legion and helping out vets in our area.
Yeah,
really impressed with you guys. Yeah.
Great.
It's really, really cool. Well, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks
Absolutely.
For having us.
Do you guys listen to the radio at all?
Sometimes.
They're going to listen Wednesday.
Well, I know they're going to be listening Wednesday. You're not our targeted demographic, so that's okay. But no, I know they're going to be listening Wednesday morning because they're going to want to hear themselves. And I'll get a copy of the interview for you guys as well. We'll send an MP3 and we can get that to you. And we'll take some pictures and stuff and we'll promote this. But I really appreciate you being here for Conklin's Corner. Did we cover everything you think for this week?
I think we did. Thanks,
I think we're good. It's a few minutes with Grand Haven's American Legion, Charles A. Conklin, Post 28, proudly brought to you by Seniors Helping Seniors. Visit shslakeshore.com to learn more.